This is the 5-minute focus for both hours of Monday, June 27th, 2022. And it's the funny things you learn when things don't go the way the party wants them to go.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-minute focus is a show meeting. Chance for us to gather and talk about what's coming up. Chance for you to please use the share button on your app if you think there's friends who should hear this and share it with them. Hour one, episode 164, goodbye Roe versus Wade, now what? Now this, Christians must immediately fill this void, and we must. It is, though, fascinating things you learn when the party doesn't get their way. Here's some things it's okay to say again. The system is what, Chuck Todd?
It really is. A lot of people who believe this is a rigged court.
Wow.
This court's makeup isn't, quote, fair and square.
Interesting. Once again, it's okay to question the integrity of our important institutions and to use words like rigged. Wow. It's instructive what you learn when the party doesn't get what they like. We're certainly not going to talk about insurrections or starting them, are we, Maxine Waters? Oh, we will. Well, no one listens to Maxine Waters. It's not like there's a lot of hypnotized young women who've been captured by the enemy and driven into anger and desperation and truly believe that they have no choice in life but to be forced to undergo pregnancies they do not want, that that's common, and that's what the GOP wants for them. Worse, that they believe this is what Christians want.
So I'm just convinced we need to burn it all down. Because at this point, I don't know what else we're supposed to do. I'm advocating for violence.
And she got it. Now, I'm not saying she's responsible for it, but city after city was attacked and vandalized. And in multiple cases, people tried to kick down the doors of government buildings. But that's not an insurrection, right? Right. It's amazing the things you learn. We Christians, we're going to have to go into this open-hearted. The Lord has torn down a major cause of evil. But the Lord is also allowing the nation to divide itself. A lot of times based upon lies, right, CNN?
Are they going to be able to search your apps? You know, there's apps that track menstrual cycles. You know, how far are these states going to try to go in criminalizing every single aspect of women trying to control their reproductive rights?
Yes, there's lots of talk about making it illegal to track your menstrual cycles, which has sent AOC telling people they should.
And families around the world that have restored and centered women and non-binary rights and made them, by the way, consider constitutional.
In the streets,
in the streets, in the streets.
Into the streets we go because of a core lie. Now, the fact is, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And when a court conjures something out of thin air, another court can come along and unconjure it, Joe Biden.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people.
Despite the fact that he's been rehearsing that speech for months, it didn't come off very well. Now, it worked on the left because they believe all this stuff. So hour one, we're going to talk about now what, particularly from a Christian perspective, the Lord has given us an incredible opportunity and incredible responsibility. Hour two, same weekend, same week, Mitchell McConnell has traded freedom for pretend safety. And we know what happens when one is willing to trade freedom for safety, don't we? Kamala Harris got to work defining this.
We, the president, myself, many of us are deeply concerned and troubled by the Supreme Court's ruling today. It it, I believe, defies common sense and the Constitution of the United States.
It does. That's fascinating. I wonder, is it wrong to defend yourself if you're in a store that's being robbed?
Police say a Dollar General clerk shot and killed 23-year-old Roosevelt, who showed a gun and demanded cash Wednesday. The siblings recognized their brother's wrongdoing.
He got some responsibility, but not all.
But they say that still doesn't warrant the clerk's actions.
Right and wrong is wrong. That was wrong for that clerk to shoot my brother in the chest. Yes, he's robbing y'all. Oh, well.
Oh, we'll hear more, including what Eddie Gaud Jr. said on MSNBC about whose fault it is that there are so many murders in the country. It's not the murderer's fault. That's 5-Minute Focus. Let's make sure we spend more time with God than we do with podcasts and the news.